This is a special moment right now. We'd like to take this time to tell all the kids at home, send your parents out of the room. This is a kid's song.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up, when you grow up, when you grow up. Life's gonna suck when you grow up. It sucks pretty bad right now.
Hey, if you know the words, sing along.
You're gonna have to mow the lawn, do the dishes, make your bed. You're gonna have to go to school until you're 17.
It's gonna seem about three times as long as that.
You might have to go to war, shoot a gun, kill a nun. You might have to go to war when you get out of school.
Hey, cheer up, kids, it gets a lot worse.
You're gonna have to deal with stress, deal with stress, deal with stress. You're gonna be a giant mess when you get back from the war.
Santa Claus does not exist and there's no Easter Bunny. You'll find out when you grow up that big bird isn't funny.
Funny, funny.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up. Life's gonna suck when you grow up. It sucks pretty bad right now. You're gonna end up smoking crack on your back, face the fact. You're gonna end up hooked on smack, and then you're gonna die. And then you're gonna die.
Hey, hey!
Some for the kids.
I think I smell a lawsuit in that one.
What do you think?
And to thee be the glory, the majesty.
Yeah.
You're going to have to listen in. Listen in. It's not sin. You're going to have to listen in because AUK's right now on the radio. Yeah. Hi everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of Radio Redux Live. It's Sunday night, which means it must be my time on SSR. So, yes, you were just listening to their Rumblebee Catch Me If You Can, the Zero Gravity version. Ah, Zero Gravity. And moving on. So, how has your week been, everybody? My week's been pretty interesting. I was sort of shoved out of the old AUK office, and I'm now at the main Sega office, which came about very, very quickly and very surprisingly. And basically, I'm you know, I'm so happy about it. I'm putting all the happiness about that move into the way I'm speaking right now. I am really excited about the move, and I feel it will be very profitable in the long run, and will bring me nothing but happiness and joy. Yeah, so I was doing that. Obviously, looking forward to a load of hassle tomorrow. but yeah, I mean, I think coming up, we've just obviously had Tokyo Game Show, which I would have loved to have gone to, but it was not possible. How dare you even suggest it? It was not possible. Why would somebody going there to, you know, report on things from an actual person's perspective as opposed to just putting the trailer up be useful? Sigh. Echo Hawk makes the point that at least you're at that haunted office. Okay, remembering the Knights one. The Knight Inn with the Knights guys there. Yeah. Earth asked me if I'm trying to join Monty Python. Yeah, because it'd be really profitable now if I did that. So, yeah, so we had the TGS show come around and go, and everyone was very, about the whole situation. Of course, the main thing coming out of that was Sonic and the Black Knight trailer. Yes, the Sonic and the Black Knight trailer. People finally got to see some sort of gameplay for the game that they had been going about. And then they saw some screenshots and they sort of went, And then they actually saw some gameplay and sort of went, Apart from the ones that were going, no, this is not Sonic, I still want 16-bit, 18-bit Sonic, 27-bit Sonic, 112-bit Sonic, but it must be the Sonic from 1991 or 1992. I'll take 93 if possible, but no. You cannot... No, it's not the way I remember it, so I'm going to go la 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 la, put my fingers in my eyes. One of these days, guys... One of these days, guys, people will tweak that... I know we're all Sonic fans. At least I hope we bloody are. But, you know, not every game is for us. Not every game is for me, not every game is for you. That's the whole point. There will be different games for different people. And yes, it's on the Wii. Well done. I must say, I'm really like the trailer. I saw the trailer about 2 days before everything. 2 days before everything went on. Turbo and Earth up making the point that it's all grew because of the sword, and people going, they're going, let Sonic die, and I say sod off, and grow up, and stuff, and, you know, way. So, yeah, so I saw it about two or three days beforehand, although I did know about the, I did see a very, 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 very early cut about a month ago. And it's changed a lot since then, but I did know about the whole El Crusho 40 situation, and how things were going with that. So, yeah, it was pretty good. I'm sort of on the fence with Night of the Wind. I'm sort of yay, nay. For Arseko, if she's never heard of a singing sword, I suggest the best example of that would quite possibly be in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And yes, so what we've got a situation whereby Sonic is pulled into another storybook realm. I'm guessing he's a bit miffed about it, because he's probably getting sort of like, not again, you know, it's like, what this time? But of course it's all Arthurian legends, so it's going to be all Celtic and nice and panpipes and stuff. Let's crush 40, but it's going to be electric panpipes, because, you know, why, hey. But, yeah. So we're going to do all this stuff, and the fated sword chooses its bearer, and the king, consumed by dark ancient powers, becomes sort of enthralled in the Black Knight. The Black Knight rides and is threatening to destroy the realm. This is going to be interesting, because technically it's going to have to be all sort of Englishy, Celty. Saxony, which is not somewhere that Sonic's gone really before, because obviously I'm sure people know that the Sonic universe and Sonic characters are very sort of American centred, and then you've got the Knights universe, which is also very European centric, which is the deliberate contrast, which is something that Takashi Iizuka deliberately put in. But, so we've got a situation whereby this dark Black Knight, and he's going to whoop your ass, and he's got a dark black steed that's also going to whip your ass, and so it's got a sword that's going to whoop your ass, judging by the trailer. We've seen the trailer that Sonic seemingly is able to do several things. Grinding is still in there. Sonic seems to be grinding down ropes. One of the other things he's seen to do is be able to use sword in various different ways, including just basic slashing and sword movements, and movements where he spins around in midair while staying vertically with the sword up around his head in a sort of windmill. Or sort of a horizontal windmill type maneuver, so round the head job, which looked pretty cool. There was some sort of move where it was like a spin in midair, but with the sword in it as well. So it was almost like it was like a saw effect, which looked pretty cool. The best one, I think. And I must admit, I've seen this in action, and it just looks awesome. Is when you use the sword to get down to different levels safely. And the way you do that is basically run up to a wall. There's going to be a sheer cliff, but there's enough of a distance down that it would kill you or severely damage you if you hit it. And you jump at this, obviously, vertical wall, and you stick the sword in it. And then you literally sort of like slide down the wall. It was like grinding down the wall, but with the sword in the wall. And it's pretty damn good looking. It looks cool. I'm sorry, it looks cool. That was one of the things I was looking at. But there's lots more to come. Everyone says, is the sword sticking in the wall an auto event? I do not believe it. I believe if you're in the near vicinity, I'm not sure of the controls yet. There are things you can do, which will sort of come down the line, things you can do regarding that. It's not a straight automated top to bottom process. There is, well, at least at the moment anyway, as far as I'm aware, there is user input there. Obviously, I can't tell you any more than that. So there was that. I mean, there's stuff that will come out down the line about. It's also, obviously, it's still very much in progress. I love the fact that people are going, oh no, it doesn't show me any gameplay, it doesn't show me any gameplay or anything. Well, why should it? It was the first trailer. It showed you some gameplay. It's not going to show you the entirety of the game, because otherwise that would mean the game would be finished. You know? I'm not sure what these people are saying about, you know, it's going to be using Motion Plus. Where did it say it was going to be using Motion Plus? Nobody has said it's going to be using Motion Plus. Plus, it might not. It might do. That would be nice. But well, my guess is that it won't. Let's see. Turbo has sent in something. Turbo asked the question. The answer to that I will give you in a second, but honestly, mate, don't worry about it. Somebody's also asking a question. Fart asking another question. He's a very questionable boy, that one. Fart says, will the art contest in the game be region specific? By that, I'm assuming you mean that the book would be, or the book, or whatever form it takes, the only art that would come up would be the art from that particular region. As far as I'm aware, that's not going to happen. And if it did, it wouldn't matter, because you'd be getting a copy of the game anyway, and if you were a winner, then your art would be in there. I'm going to say this once, okay, guys. If you had entered the art contest and you haven't been contacted yet and you want to know whether or not you've won or not, can you please stop asking me to check? Because I'm not going to do anything anymore. Okay, I'm not gonna answer anyone's anymore. You'll just have to wait until the final list is published. But yes, I'm still waiting. I mean, I can tell you some things. I know there's somebody because we've got, 14 have been announced. There are 3 people who sent it in. Whose details I don't have, which is causing me some problems. There are 3 submitted art pieces, but nobody's given me it. Earthart said it was autumn 2009 for Black Knight. Is it really? Could have fooled me. It's just 2009 at the minute, as far as I'm aware. The game, what was I saying? I completely lost my train of thought. Oh well, doesn't matter. Perfectly excellent good time to get some music on the go, I think. So what we're going to have is this was on basically when me and T were trying to set up his PC earlier. I was trying to help Adam as best as I could with getting his shizzle in gear, basically. So we're gonna have supporting me for Biolizard from Sonic Adventure 2. And then, I keep trying to play this and I keep failing, so we're going to have Pure Morning by Placebo, because it's caused me all sorts of trouble. So we'll have these and then we'll come back and I'll talk some more about Black Knight and the art contest. Otherwise, I was going to talk about the people who've won. So come back after the break and I'll do the run through of people and talk to you about just where these people won and where they came from and stuff. So I shall see you in a bit, folks.
makes us blast and makes for stormy weather. Confess she passed the test, and we will never sever. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days
hello to everyone in the chat room who I didn't actually go down before, go up before, I should say. So, let's do that. We have Zolef Vidya Ohart, who is cooking without looking, Turbo, who is away, Kogan T-Bird, Steve Staff, Spinball Wizard, STI, Soti, Shadow Fox 04, Sega 50, Slayer, Ringtail Fox, Resident SD, Mazez, whatever his name is. He won! Good enough. Lokacast, Kitsun Kiddo, who wears a yellow tracksuit and wields a katana. Joe Forever, GW, Guest 12623. Hello, Guest 12613, 23, 1, I don't care anymore. Jumps of Galaxy Man, Fly Fox, Edward is hungry. Some girl, some guy. The Psy, Strong Bad, Sparks, Rolkun, JJ Forever, MK, God, there's loads of people. Ellison K, Birdie, Joshua, and Chanbot. Chanbot. I am the Chanbot. Hear me do the robot on the radio. Oh, bloody hell. And also Mike Taylor, who is struggling to get into SSR. So if anyone has instructions how to get onto the new SSR, someone tell Mike Taylor, please. I'm going to get you some help to get you on. Right. So, what was I talking about? Oh yes, I was talking about where people come from. So, there was several people in the UK, there was somebody from Ireland, there was somebody from Belgium, who was Adamus. There was a couple from France, there was one from Italy, there was one from Switzerland, there was one from Spain, and there's one from somewhere I don't know. There's one whose location I do not know, okay? So that's your 20, basically. Was it Ireland in there, didn't I? Yes, and there's obviously Australia as well. And blah. Big C demands Play Unknown from me from Sonic Adventure 2. She goes, Play Unknown from me, Sonic Adventure 2. But Big C isn't here anymore, so Big C can... Bye. Go away. Edward's Hunger goes, Who's this? It's Archangel, you gay! Media Redux Live. Yeah. So, who's... if we have any questions in the IRC... I keep saying the IRC. Erfa asks, for Echo Hawk's sake, do you know my full name, aka all five of them? Yes, it's Joshua Monterenzi, Tybalt, Lucifer, there's Joshua again. That's your name. The actual cartilage is wrong. It's complete. The Earth Hearts. Okay, it's just like it's made up. Edward is Hungry says, I was Bebop. Really? He was Bebop, apparently. And presumably he was Rocksteady before that. Alright. So the short answer is no, I don't know. Then Bebop I got banned, Edward's Hungry says. Shush. Yeah, Resident SD actually makes a good point. You do Archangel UK only has the one capital A. So, if you have any questions, you can send them to me. You can PM me in the chat room. And I will answer them as best as I can. Apparently, Earth Arts' Montferenzi was close. Oh my goodness me. That means, was it Montgomery? Is one of them Charles? Joshua Charles Montgomery Earth Art Cartilage. There we go, that's my next guess. Let's play Guess Earth Arts middle names, Jordan. And Mike Taylor is now listening. So Mike Taylor from Sonic Cage Dome. I sincerely recommend going to Sonic Cage Dome. It's fantastic. Fantastic looking now. It's all very good. It's all very good. Seriously, it's amazing what they've done with the place. It makes my side look rubbish. Yes, so we've talked about that night. Next thing I'm going to talk to you about is Video Games Live. Video Games Live. Is anybody going to Video Games Live? Because I know a lot of people seem to be going now. We've got the brothers Jocelyn and myself and T-Bird and somebody else. There's five of us. So I don't think Earhart's going. Or perhaps he is. Earhart is going. Earhart's going. My old mate DC, if you remember him from way back when. DC is going. Then we've got some of the Sega crew are going. I mean, some of the Sega crew went last time, but some of the Sega crew are definitely going this time. And more than last time. Then who else is going? This is what I want to say. I want to know who else is going. So, if you are going, let us know. Apparently, as we're playing Guess Earhart's middle names, it's actually Joshua blank blank Earhart Cartledge. It begins one of them of the other two. One begins with M, and the other is the first name of a singer from the 80s. So, in which case, I'm going to guess it's Joshua Monument Madonna Earhart Cartledge, and I'm not going to guess anymore. VGL is going to VGL, which would be good. Which is, this is also very good to know. Anyone else going? Bum 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 bum. Dark Noise might be going, according to Stiff. Show Fox 04 might be going. I can't remember anyone else who's going. But there's going to be a load of them, as usual. Load of peeps. I'm guessing that Shadza might go again. As the poet Shadza and his dad might go again. It's a distinct possibility. So, yes, looking forward to that immensely, as I am on the front row. I am on the Awesome Source front row as one of the front row peeps. Because it's like, hey, look at this! Yes, that's up to Echo Hort. DC's going. Yes, DC is going. Visit SD would love to go, but might be too lazy. We might be too lazy and too late at this rate. As we just... do something to give me some peace of quit. There we go. Earhart asked another question. Says that he's two rows behind me, so he's rapidly going backwards. He'll actually find he's got a seat in the aisle in a second. You can also send in any kind of message you like to radioredux@sonicrex.com, and I don't think I'll do a quiz this week. I did a little sort of you could win a prize thing last week, which Strongbad actually won. He won a set of Sonic Chronicles styluses. Is Strongbad not there this week? Strongbad's not there this week. I'm broken hearted. I am absolutely broken-hearted. Strongbad isn't here. He just doesn't love me anymore. I'll tell you that, I don't think it was on T's, shall I? Ugh. Anyway. T-Bird asks if he is going, and the big answer is yes. I mentioned you right at the beginning of that. I've run out of topics, so we're going to go on to the Inferior Online Questions. That's the Inferior Online Forum on Sonic Rex. So, Joiner of Sonic Fans asks, regarding the 4th Queen Projects list, this is actually slightly out of date now because it refers to the last recorded Radio Redux show. Is it, how can an apple pie be badass? Is it wearing a black trench coat and storing 2 Uzis in its filling? The short answer is yes. Any kind of pie is a big fan of guns. Lots of guns. Apricot Crumble is known to actually have hand grenades shoved up its rectum in order to get past security. This can become slightly unpleasant should the pin come out at any time, and it also then everyone gets covered in Apricot Crumble, and it's not particularly nice, especially when it's sort of like, it's not that tasty when it's got loads of bits of shrapnel in it, you know. Jordan Sword Fans also asks, I've been to Battle Creek, Michigan. Where's the battle? I only know one thing's come out of Battle Creek, Michigan, so the battle is inside RVD's head. I've also been to Echo Road in Warwick, Rhode Island. Have you? And this is Get the Reference. Question 3. Can you contact Annie Girl for me and ask if she wants to perform a duet of Mariah? No. So I don't have it. What makes you think I have her details? Hopefully she'll listen to this and then, you know, hopefully she'll listen to this and get in contact with you. I know. On question 4, what would happen in a 6-man battle royal between Captain Earthheart, Captain Falcon, Captain Commando, Captain America, Captain Planet, and Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise? You would win. Because, as you well know, the power is yours! Jacob says, never mind the question, I just thought, the real question is, if you choke a Smurf, what colour does it turn? This is from the previous week. If you choke a Smurf, what colour does it turn? It turns, well, it turns an angry shade of red and then bites off your face, is the short answer. Right, we're going to have another piece of music now, and it's something I really should do, actually, every week. Overclock Remix obviously has stuff coming out all the time, and among those tracks coming out all the time is, more often than not, some kind of Sonic track. So what we're going to have now is the most recent Sonic Remix track from Overclock Remix, and I'm going to play that for you right now. It's by Random Hero, who is not somebody I normally listen to, I have to say. And I've actually got no idea how this track sounds, so it's going to be interesting, most certainly, for all of us. It's 6 minutes 49 seconds long, so it's quite long, and it's from Sonic, and it's based around Sonic 2, and it is called Forbidden Memory of a Forgotten Dream. So I'm going to play it for you now. Get your questions in, and I will hit you with answers to those after the break. You're listening to Radio Redux, where anything can happen in the next half hour, but we don't have half an hour left. Urthot, how the hell is Michael like Monferenzi? Fail! Now then, that was Hydrosity Zone from Sonic & Knuckles, and I just chucked in there for no particular reason at all. I'm pleased to say that we've had a total of 0 questions in. And I've really got nothing else to talk about, unless Inferior Online comes to the rescue. Does Inferior Online come to the rescue with a question in it? Answer, no. So, one of the things that I can talk about is something that's happening at the London Game Festival that you may have heard about and may be interested in. If you are a DS owner and would like to meet for the ultimate DS meetup, as part of the Gaming Fringe show, my good friends at DS London are organising a colossal attempt at the world record for getting the most number of DS players in one room at one time. Now, admittedly, this will probably there'll probably be a slight odour in the air, so hopefully, you know, bring a clothes peg or something, because there'll be gamers there, you know. But yeah, you need to just get everyone in the room for 5 minutes, play the DS, and that's basically all that's needed. It's in support of children in need as well, so it's a charity. And it's all good, it's free, you just go. It's going to be at the Rocket Centre at the London Metropolitan University on Saturday the 24th of October from 4pm to 5pm. It's open to all ages, there's no risk. All you need to do is just have a DS, that's it, have a DS and, you know, play it for however long it is. It'll probably be like 5 minutes or something like that, in order to, you know, to count. There's also going to be a girls gamers tournament starting, then a pub quiz in the evening, and it's all good. It's a free event, but there's going to be a collection, there's for cash at the pub quiz, etc. So, if you're a girl and fancy being a gamer, or if you're a guy who wants to dress up as one, an attempt to make yourself feel good, then check it out. You can check out the record temp website at www.dslondonrecord.net. So check it out, and it's your chance to be a record breaker, assuming you live in or near London. and they're going to be about at the end of October or something. So anyone got anything you'd like to raise, any points? Actually, somebody did make a point a while back that I forgot. Which is somebody said something about games and canonological games. And I can't remember for the life of me who it was now, because I can't find it. But somebody said, basically, bearing in mind a post I made on Eon, is Sonic Unleashed a canon game? As far as I'm aware, it is. You can't really count 06 as canon, because it was a canon game, but as that never happens anymore, it's not really canon. So, when I'm talking about canon games, you talk about the main games, and Unleashed is one of the main games. Obviously, the storybooks really aren't canon, but they're sort of but they could be. So Unleashed. So if you want to talk about sort of main games, you're looking at from end of the 90s. We're talking about Adventure 2, Heroes, it was Joe Forever, Thank You Turbo, Heroes. People probably don't want to count Shadow, but I suppose it kind of is. And then you're going, ignoring Sonic 06, you're going straight to Unleashed. That's like the next one in the canon series. Okay. Iceman does a Killer Instinct reference, therefore Iceman Naked equals win. Uh-huh, has a question. Arafat says, which I was going to say, full name since you failed is Joshua Michael Philip Earthheart Cartilage. Jumpak. Either sounds Klingon or something that Tingle would say. Vajur also has something to say, and he says, question, what's your favourite sci-fi show? My favourite sci-fi show is the one where it's got the scantily clad ladies in. No, wait, that would mean Lex. And it wasn't that, no. I don't know. Many things. Farscape falls under that. Probably Farscape, but they're saying that I haven't watched it in ages. I've got quite a variety of tastes, so, you know, it depends. Depends, really. Let's watch Quantum Leap some more sometime. I used to absolutely love that show as a kid. T-Bird's got his pizza, it was in the oven, it's now burnt, he's going to order takeaway. That's a shame, man. It's just a shame, man. You need to think about what you're going to have, what you want food-wise when you're online in a couple of weeks. Vidya also says, so most of them then, yes, is the answer to that. Should a man be defined by his phone, says Earthheart? No, because he might not have a phone. Toast, okay, what caught your eye from this year's TGS? To be honest, I didn't really say much to TGS, apart from Black Knight. So, Black Knight took most of my interest. Obviously, Let's Tap, I was very interested in that. I'm going to be interested in it even more if it becomes a Sega game. So, anything Prope does. Bayonetta Turbo says, what about that? To be honest, Bayonetta didn't take my eye, mainly because I knew I wasn't going to be working on it. So, as I know I'm not going to be working on Bayonetta, I'm not that interested. Iceman Eggs has talked about the NYC stock market failing and how it will impact the world. I don't need to. I'm just looking at, I'll just tell everyone to look in the paper and you'll see it. Anything in the inbox? Greenbelt's inbox? No. Anything in Eon's thread? No. Anything in the chat room of dreams? I don't know, because it won't let me back in. Okay. I thought I asked, is Bayonetta is the Fat Ninjas then? And the answer is yes. Martin is working on Bayonetta. The other sort of non-real, sort of Sonic-y one I'm working on at the moment, in terms of major, is Stormrise. Stormrise is one of mine. Which I should really, at some point during this week, talk to the brand manager about, because I haven't actually done much on that for a while. Right. No one else is about. Echo Hawk was gone, which does. Hawk is gone, and other people are going as well. Guest 1263 keeps going and coming back. Hello! That's it then. I think that's going to be the end of the show. I'm going to have another pick up a piece of music on to end it all, and then I'm going to end it all. Not literally, but perhaps. You never know. Quite fun. Might be good for giggles. So, we're going to have Volcano Valley Act 2. No, Act 1, actually, that's shorter. Then we're going to follow that up with some Diamond Dust Act 2 as well. And that's going to be it, I think. Yes, that's a good place to end it. So, I will see you next week, of course. Have a nice week, all of you. I'm going to be busy doing my thing, whatever that is. And so, I've been Archer 100K. You've been listening to Radio Beats Live, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.